Welcome to the BaseES podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran, founder of Code Newbie.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And she is the brilliant mind behind the BaseES blog series. Today we're talking about
insertion sort.
This season of BaseES is brought to you by DevDiscuss. DevDiscuss is a show I work on with the team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halper, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walk through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, DevDiscuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to DevDiscuss wherever you get your podcasts. Ooh, is this our third sorting algorithm?
It is.
I believe it is. Okay, so insertion sort, I assume it does some inserting. Otherwise, that would be just really mean.
What if it was just like lazy and it was like, you sort it yourself.
Like, we had a deal, okay? Okay, but what is it? What's like the, how do we think about it? It's inserting somehow, doing some type of sorting.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yes. So it's basically a sorting algorithm that kind of has two parts to it. And by two parts, what I really mean is it has two subsections or sublists. Mm-hmm. And the sorting algorithm sort of considers one section to be the sorted elements and the other section to be the unsorted elements.
Okay.
So what it does is it iterates through a collection, the unsorted collection, and one by one, it inserts the unsorted elements into their correct location in the sorted sublist.
Ooh.
So that's kind of where the insertion name comes from, where it's like, I'm going to pluck this and insert it in the right place. I'm going to pluck this and insert it in its right place.
Okay, so that sounds kind of like what we were doing in the first sorting algorithm that we learned, which is selection sort, back in episode one.
Mm-hmm.
How is this different from that? Because we were like, you know, shifting and putting things in order in that one too, right? What's the difference?
Yes. So I think a good way to kind of remember the difference between the two is in the name. So in selection sort, we were selecting elements based on one characteristic, which
okay.
was that we were selecting the smallest element and putting it aside.
Okay.
Like we were always pulling the smallest element from the unsorted half.
Mm.
In selection sort, there's like kind of an implicit divide between unsorted and sorted elements, but it's not necessarily as obvious. Versus in insertion sort, the whole thing is like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know I have two sublists.
Okay.
In insertion sort, however, you're not selecting the smallest element the way you are with selection sort.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, in insertion sort, you're kind of systematically going through the unsorted collection and you're plucking one and inserting it into its right spot. So you're not scanning the whole list and saying, let me find the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saying, okay, let me grab the first one and I'm going to figure out where it goes in the sorted collection.
Mm. Okay. So it feels like a key word in the insertion sort and maybe the differentiator, one of the things between that and the selection sort is the idea of shifting things around. Is that word as important as it feels like it is?
You could say that they're both shifting elements.
Okay.
But I guess if you're visually thinking about it, you could say that the selection sort algorithm is being more focused on what it's selecting from the unsorted list versus the insertion sort algorithm is more focused on where to insert the item into the sorted section of it.
Okay, so it sounds like there's kind of two parts to this insertion sort that are important. One is having that structure, right? Like having the fact that there is a sorted subset and an unsorted subset. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is the actual process of iterating through and putting it in the right place.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yes. Those are the two main parts, I would say. I think you're right about that.
Okay, example time.
Example time.
Yay. Okay. So I have a list of booze, as I always do.
Oh, no. Not this again. It's so emotionally distressing for me. I just have to watch all these numbers get broken up with, and I feel like I'm supposed to not be partial. Ugh, it's so hard.
As long as I am not the dumpy, it's fine. I just always have to be the dumper. Okay. So, by the way, I am married. And Rob, I'm sorry. Okay. So
she's leaving you for the number 9. I'm sorry. I had to be the one to tell you. And in this format, I couldn't handle it anymore. This is how I'm telling you, Rob. On the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. And he actually listens to the podcast. It'd actually be funny if this is like the one episode he didn't listen to and he just never knew. He never knew about being number 9. Oh, okay. So my list of booze. 4, 3, 8, 1. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I'm over the number 9. So number 9 is not in this list. Mm-hmm. I'm done with 9. That was the last episode. So now we're on 4, 3, 8, 1. Okay. So according to my algorithm, I assume I would start at the first number.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember, you're not going to do this whole thing where you're going to find the smallest. You're just going to systematically start at the beginning. Yeah. And initially, you could even think of it as like the first element that you start with, because you have nothing else to start with, is your sorted element.
Oh, okay. So back to that point earlier about how structure is important and there's like a sorted subset, an unsorted subset, because the first one is just the first one. I'm just going to say you are the beginning of my sorted subset.
Yes. And you could even
is
think,
that fair?
Yeah, that's totally right. And you could even think of it as like, you're like, okay, I've got my first element. I'm going to say that, you know, you could even visually think of it as like two separate arrays, and you're just going to say, well, at index 0, I only have one element, so I guess by default it's sorted.
Yeah,
it's the sorted element, the only sorted element in my sorted sublist.
Okay, cool. I like that. Okay, so I am done with 4 for now. I'm done with my 4 boo. Now I'm going to move on to 3. Mm-hmm. So next we have number 3. So I'm going to take 3 and I want to sort it, right? Mm-hmm. And I've already established that I have my two parts. I have my sorted subset, which is only the number 4 so far. And then I have my unsorted subset, which is my 3, 8, 1. Mm-hmm. So I want to move the 3 into the sorted subset, but first I have to decide where to put it.
Yep.
On the left or on the right of 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we compare it, right? That's the first time that we are comparing two numbers and we're saying, is 3 smaller or larger than 4?
Totally. And that's, as you mentioned, that's the first time you compare. And that's where you can rearrange things, really. That's where you're gonna move 3 into its correct spot. So, for example, say you have an array with 4 at index 0.
Yeah.
Well, now you know that 3 actually needs to be at the front of the list. There's only 2 elements. So maybe you would move 4 to index 1 and put 3 at index 0.
Okay.
That's the part where the algorithm figures out where to put the element in the correct place, because we said it's just gonna put it in the correct place in the sorted subset. How does it do that? Well, it just moves things around as it needs to.
Okay, so I take my 3, I compare it to my 4, I know that my 3 is less than my 4, so I move it to the, or I, I'm sorry, I insert it to in the place that is to the left of my 4. So at the end of that, I have my sorted subset, which now reads 3, 4, and then my unsorted subset, which is still 8, 1.
Correct.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
We're doing fine.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
And you can kind of see, oh, I only have 2 more left, and you can kind of have a feeling of what's going to happen next.
Okay. So next we are going to take the next number in our unsorted subset, which is 8. So now when I want to put it in my sorted subset, but again, I have to figure out where exactly I'm going to put it. And now I have, well, I have like 3 places I could put it, right? I could put it before the 3. I could put it between the 3 and the 4. Or I could put it after the 4.
Yep.
So how do I know which one? Do I just start at the beginning of my sorted list?
what you'll do is you'll iterate through the sorted items
right.
with the current unsorted item in mind. So you'll iterate right. through, I guess right now we have 3 and 4. So you'll iterate through 3 first and then 4. And you'll say, oh, if this my current item is smaller than the one that I'm looking at, well, move it to the left. Sorry, insert it to the left of it. If it's larger, then move on to the next one. So in this case, you would say, oh, it's not smaller than 3. 8 is not smaller than 3, so move on to the next one. It's not smaller than 4, so, well, that's the end
it
of
it.
It
must be greater than, yeah.
So that, I'm going to insert it to the adjacent index in the array.
Ah, okay. So I'm taking my 8, and I'm being friends with it. We're going out on a little date, and then I'm comparing it to 3, which is the first number in my sorted subset. And then, because it is bigger, I'm going to compare it to my 4, which is the next item in my sorted subset. And I'm going to say, okay, 8 is bigger than 4, so I'm going to insert 8 to the place after 4.
Correct.
Okay, so if we look at the whole array, both the sorted part and the unsorted part, the whole thing, right now, it reads 3, 4, 8, 1.
Yep.
With 3, 4, 8 being part of my sorted subset, and only just one more thing, the number 1, in my unsorted part. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so last one, one more to go. We take number 1, we're going to be really good friends with number 1, and we're going to go out on a little date, and we're going to bring it, we're going to bring it to the very first number in the sorted portion, which is the number 3. And I'm going to say, is 1 smaller or bigger than 3? It is smaller. So then that's great. It doesn't have to know about 4 and 8.
Yep. So all you have to do is shift over the other items. You have to move over. You have to shift over 3, 4, and 8 and insert 1 into
to make
the first
some
spot.
Room.
Yeah. To make some room.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. And now, because my unsorted subset is, well, it's empty, right? I don't have anything in it anymore. Is that how I know that I'm done?
Yes. You finished your whole iteration through your array of unsorted items.
Okay.
And what you've really done is you've just shifted them all around.
I'm just moving them around.
Yeah. It's not like you were just like, you have two different buckets. Like, it's kind of just like they're all together. And you were like, okay, well, I'm going to imagine that this is where my sorting starts. And it's all kind of being sorted in the same place. But the insertion sort kind of has this own vision of what is sorted and what's not sorted.
Right. In its mind.
Yes.
There are 2, but really there are 1.
Yes.
I feel like that was deep. That was like deep somehow, right? Maybe? Just a little bit? Okay.
Insertion sort is zen.
It's very zen. Yes. Okay. So we end up with our sorted list, which is 1, 3, 4, 8. I don't know if it was actually faster, but it felt faster. I don't know why it felt faster. How many iterations do we generally need then to go through 4 items?
Well, I know it feels fast, but it's because we had only 4 elements. And I think you have fun whenever you go through these algorithms on this podcast.
I do.
So it feels, you know, when you're having fun, time flies. The truth is that in order to implement this algorithm, you're having to do 2 things, really.
Okay.
2 main things. You're having to iterate through the whole subset, right? Because you, even when you start with everything being unsorted, you start with the first element and then you're like, I'm going to mark it as sorted. And then you go to the next element and then you're like, I'm going to insert it to its right place. And then you go to the next element and you're like, I'm going to insert it to its right place. So you're going to do that for all of the elements in the whole collection. You're iterating from left to right. But there's another thing that you're doing, which is that when you pull an item out of the unsorted subset, and you figure out where it should live in the sorted subset, you are going to have to iterate through that sorted subset also, because you are going to have to do like a check for every single sorted item and be like, do you live here? Do you live here? Oh, you live here. I'm going to insert you and shift. Well, shift everyone over and insert you into your right spot. So you're doing 2 iterations, which is basically a nested loop. So the first iteration, you're going to have to apply that to every single element in the list. So that's N items, if you have N elements. The second iteration, you technically have to do the check through the sorted subset almost every single time for every single element, except for 1, which is your first element. So the very first unsorted item, you sort it by default. You don't have to loop over everything because there's nothing to
loop
over.
Yeah.
So it's like technically N minus 1 for the second loop, the nested loop. but like it's basically the same as N, right?
Okay.
You're still you're gonna have to sort through the sorted section in order to insert the thing at the right place. So you're basically doing two loops.
Which is bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I remember that being bad.
You're gonna do two loops and you're gonna do it for every single element. So that means N times N. Again.
Oh, again?
I know. That happened. That's actually happened to us every time. It happened for selection sort, and it happened for bubble sort, and it's happening for insertion sort.
Oh, man. I just, when I thought we were moving on up and we're being sophisticated and just classy and, you know, just making something of our lives, we're just right back at freaking N squared.
Quadratic okay. time.
Okay, the tragic runtime. Okay, what about, but there are two complexities, right? Mm-hmm. There's the time and the space.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing for space? Is that interesting? Is that good at all?
So, okay, we won't talk about time complexity because it makes us sad, but we can talk about space complexity, which is that, you know, even though we've got two nested loops, the amount of space you actually need is pretty constant because it doesn't matter if you've got four items or 400,
mm-hmm.
you're working on the same inputted data, the same set of unsorted data.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're probably doing is you're just moving around elements based on their index and you're shifting them and inserting them, right?
Right.
So you're just kind
right.
of yeah. moving pointers. So that's like
okay.
not that much memory you really need, temporary.
That's good.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
There you go.
Yay!
Temporary variables in memory and references to elements in an array. Like, that's probably going to be O of 1 or constant time. Or, sorry, constant space.
Okay.
Constant amount of space. So it's – the space complexity is constant. The time complexity is – we shouldn't talk about it anymore.
Is embarrassing. That's what it is. Okay. So in summary – insertion sort is similar to bubble sort and selection sort in that it sucks and it takes a long time to do because we're back to our nested loops situation, which is always bad, and we're just doing a lot of comparisons, iterations all over the place. So even though it looks like it's cooler, it's still really just the same thing. But for it's all just a lie, just a trick. But with insertion sort, it's a little bit different because we are shifting things over and we have this like imaginary concept sort of like the sorted versus the unsorted sides, mm-hmm. and we're moving things from one side to another, even though it's still within the same list, the same array. It's, you know, we have a little division we've made for ourselves. So yeah, I think that's about it. Is that right?
Yep. I think we've inserted ourselves into that problem, and now we're ready to call it a day.
Nice. Well done. And that's the end of today's show. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and make sure to check out Vaidehi's blog post. Link to that is in your show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I helped make. It's the first original podcast from Dev, a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. And the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond. Hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee.
Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.